It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Many Democrats running for president have been spending time in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area over the last number of weeks. It's because of a special state Senate election. Jeff Danielson, a Democrat, left his Senate seat abruptly last month, and Governor Kim Reynolds set the special election for this coming Tuesday, March 19th. Tomorrow, presidential hopefuls Beto O'Rourke, a former Texas congressman, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar will be knocking doors for the Democrat, Eric Giddens. With me this morning to talk about the special election is Thomas Nelson. He's been covering the race for the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier. Good morning.
Good morning.
So who is Eric Giddens, just to start this off?
Well, Eric Giddens is a member of the Cedar Falls School Board and since 2017, as well as a former teacher in the Cedar Falls area. And also he works at the University of Northern Iowa as a program assistant, you know, on environmental sciences. And he's kind of had established himself here. He's originally from Georgia, and he's a transplant Iowan. And he's been out here for a little bit, and he's been a major worker with the Democrats, actually, and campaigned for David Williams during the 2018 election.
And who is David Williams?
David Williams is the state representative who actually, which kind of leads into the other candidate, he defeated Walt Rogers for his state representative state house seat in 2018.
And Walt Rogers, you bring him up, he's the Republican who people might remember was a representative in the House for a number of years and was chair of that chamber's education committee. He lost his reelection bid, as you said, in November. What's his case for voters to send him back to Des Moines?
Well, he wants the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area to have a voice in the majority. Right now, all the representatives from the metro area are Democrats. And if Walt Rogers is able to win this seat, which he also tried to do when it was Senate District 10 in 2008, he'll be able to bring a voice from the area to the majority, which as of right now, they don't have.
So how is this race shaping up? I mean, I know you've been covering this day in, day out. What kind of effect are all of these national names, these national Democratic figures having on the race?
A big thing they've been bringing a lot more light to Eric Giddens, and they've been getting his name out there. I think prior to this, and really prior to the special election, he was maybe just more of a local name and maybe known by people who follow school boards of educations. Prior to that, really, he didn't have a lot of name recognition, and that's kind of getting his name out there and making people well aware of who he is and what he stands for, and I guess perhaps most importantly for this election, that he's a Democrat.
There's also been some controversy surrounding when this special election was scheduled. It's on Tuesday during University of Northern Iowa's spring break, when a lot of students won't be on campus, potentially voting. Governor Kim Reynolds, a Republican, has dismissed criticism from Democrats about her trying to drive down student turnout. Is this getting talked about a lot in the district?
Quite a bit. Actually, on campus, a lot of people are working really hard to, you know, make sure people know that where they can vote. For example, on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, they had satellite voting locations set up right in the heart of campus for students to be able to vote at. And there was a real push to make sure students knew that was going on. Andrew Yang, a presidential candidate, showed up on campus and encouraged students to, you know, vote on that day. And overall, the previous weekend, there's been a lot of pushes on and nearby campus to get students to know to vote before spring break. And then after the satellite voting time is up, they're encouraging students to get to either early voting or trying to make sure that they get out to vote so their voices are heard on March 19th.
And as far as the Senate district itself, 30, what's the makeup of it? And does it tell you anything about how you think people that go to the polls might vote?
Well, the district, I would say, is one of the more purple districts, at least in the area. But it's majority Democrats. There are about 41,000 people who are eligible voters in the area. And oftentimes, Jeff Danielson has carried the seat. But prior to him being elected, it was a Republican seat. So it's very possible that they could be able to retake it if Walt Rogers gets his message across. Then again, there's been so much attention for Eric Giddens and with all the presidential candidates here, Walt Rogers has kind of been lost in the mix.
Thomas Nelson, he's a reporter at the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier who's been covering the special election race in Senate District 30, which includes Cedar Falls and Waterloo. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.